Let me just talk for a minute about what's happening this week here in the Congress. Of course, the main thing is the President's State of the Union speech tonight, where he, I believe, will focus on what more can be done and needs to be done to stimulate job creation in the country and get the economy moving at a faster pace. As he's said here the last few weeks, we've pulled the economy back from the brink. We now need to put the economy in overdrive and begin creating jobs in large enough numbers that we can bring down the unemployment rate significantly. So that's the big challenge, and I think that's going to be the focus of his speech. I hope that there are some concrete recommendations in there that the Congress can act on in the next few months, and I think there's general consensus on both sides of the political aisle that this has to be the priority for the administration and the Congress at this time in our history. So let me stop with that and open it up to questions. Start with you, Bill. Are you there? Bill Dupuy, are you there? Okay, I guess not. Jim, how about you? Jim Williams. I guess nobody's here.
Well, I'm here, Senator.
Oh.
This is John.
Oh, okay, John. Why don't you go ahead?
Yeah, I just wanted to find out what areas do you see that and which you're going to be able to find bipartisan support coming up.
Well, two areas that I hope we can find bipartisan support in the area of education. President Bush, of course, took the lead in proposing and getting enacted what was called the No Child Left Behind Act. It was a rewrite of the Elementary and Secondary Education Act, and that has not worked as well as many of us had hoped it would. So we need to rewrite that again and correct the problems and keep the good parts and correct the problems where we've identified them. I hope we can have good bipartisan support to do that, and I think we can. So that's one area. A second is energy. I think there are a lot of initiatives we can take to improve energy efficiency, to accelerate the transition of our economy toward a cleaner energy economy. And I think all of that also should be possible in a bipartisan way. So I hope that proves to be the case.
Do you think we're going to be getting any more money for our labs this year?
Well, our labs, in fact, are getting a substantial increase in funding this year. And I think each year for the next several years, because of the commitment the administration and the Congress have made to modernize the nuclear weapons complex. This was something that was done in 2009. The decision was made to go ahead and put significant additional funds in to do that. Of course, a lot of the nuclear weapons research activity goes on at both Los Alamos and Sandia, and accordingly, there will be increases in the budgets of those two laboratories for that type of work.
Okay, and can you talk about what may be coming up in the future as far as shoring up our borders with Mexico?
Well, I don't think we know yet precisely what more will be proposed in that area by the administration in the budget that they're preparing. We have had substantial increases in the number of Border Patrol agents and the amount of physical barriers along the border. I think that the Congress, of course, has been supportive of that for some time now. We've seen a dramatic reduction in the number of people trying to cross the border in southern New Mexico, coming from Mexico into southern New Mexico, and that's very encouraging. But until we see the president's budget, the administration's proposed budget here in a couple of weeks, I don't think we'll know precisely what changes or what additional actions they're recommending.
All right, Senator. Thank you very much. That's all for me.
Sure. Okay. Mike Jackson, are you there?
Yes, Senator Wright. I know you guys were talking about the labs a little bit ago, and I know that President Obama and the Energy Secretary are actually looking at a Blue Ribbon Commission regarding the policies for managing the back end of the nuclear fuel cycle. And I know that a Blue Ribbon Commission is getting set to come to Carlsbad and visit WIP and tour and conduct some hearings and everything else. Is there anything you've heard about, more specifically, what this Blue Ribbon Commission is going to do while they're in Carlsbad this week?
I don't know their exact agenda while they're there. I think it's great that the commission is coming to Carlsbad and to see the WIP project and to understand it better. I think that there's a lot to point to about the way the WIP project has operated, which is information that the commission needs to have. I think there's a lot to be proud of by the local community and the state and the Department of Energy and the contractors involved there. So I think it's great that they're coming for the visit, but I don't know their precise agenda.
I know that we've talked about this before, and I know that you know where to put the nuclear waste is a concern to everybody. Do you think in the future the website might be able to handle some of this waste?
Well, frankly, I don't think we know. I don't think the studies have been completed that would answer that question. This commission, I think there's some confusion because I don't think this commission, I think it's pretty clear this commission is not tasked to make any recommendations with regard to location for any additional waste repository. So that is not part of what they are about, and that's not what part of what they're going to be doing, as I understand it.
All right, that's all I have for right now.
Okay. Let me go back to the top. Bill? Yes.
Bill Dupuy here.
Hi, Bill. Yes, go right ahead.
Okay. You can hear me now, but my button was turned off before.
Oh, okay. No, we're glad you're here. Go ahead.
Let me shoot a question about the State of the Union. It's good news that the Supreme Court is coming to the State of the Union. I suppose it's good news that various senators and House members are sitting with their opposites from the other party. Are you paired with anyone?
Frankly, Bill, I haven't been paired with anybody. I just sort of take it as it comes. I think it is certainly encouraging that people want to sit in some kind of bipartisan seating arrangement. That's fine. I think really the focus of the evening, though, needs to be on the substance of what the president talks about, and I hope that that's the case.
The question of the filibuster reform and changes to the rules in the Senate comes up, of course, sponsored in part by Senator Udall. A public radio station in New York is asking the question, which senator put a secret hold on the Whistleblower Protection Act back in December? I think it was the 22nd. It was up for a vote, but there was a hold. Your office replied that it wasn't you. A number of senators have responded to that question, but no answers from John Cornyn, Jim DeMint, or Kent Conrad, among others. What is your position on these secret holds?
Well, I think we ought to eliminate this so-called secret holes. It's frustrating, frankly, as a member of the Senate to not be able to find out which senator is objecting to a bill coming up for consideration. And that's been permitted under the arrangement, this so-called secret hold a tradition that has existed around here. I think there's pretty good bipartisan agreement that we ought to eliminate these secret holes, and I hope that we're in a position to conclude that and announce that in the next several days.
The short story is the Whistleblower Protection Act expired because of one secret hold put on it. Is it likely to come up again?
Frankly, I haven't looked into that particular legislation to see what's planned with regard to it, but I would assume that it'll come up, and I would assume there'd be strong bipartisan support for going ahead and putting it back in place.
I've got one more if there are no other questions.
Well, go right ahead.
In February, it'll be a year since a voice vote was held in the Senate and the House authorizing a one-year extension of the Patriot Act. That will come up again when it expires in February. Will there be debate on the Patriot Act?
Well, frankly, I don't know whether there have been some new concerns raised about the Patriot Act, whether this is an issue that the Judiciary Committee, I believe that's the committee with responsibility in this area, whether they have had hearings on it. I would need to look into that to tell you.
That's it for me. Thanks.
Okay. Jim Williams, are you there? Still don't hear Jim. So, John, did you have anything more?
No, sir. That's it for me. Thank you.
Okay. Mike Jackson, do you have something else?
Yeah, Senator, I know last week you addressed the New Mexico legislature, and I was wondering if you could kind of go back and give us some of the highlights of your speech to them last week.
Well, the main point that I made to the legislature was that New Mexico continues to be a state that receives a very substantial amount of federal funding for all sorts of activities that take place in our state, and that is a strong pillar of our economic strength at this time and has been for some time. We receive, in fact, about $3.34 for every dollar of federal taxes that are paid by New Mexico citizens. And then I went through five different subject areas, the nuclear weapons complex modernization activity, military bases that we have, the four military bases, the three Air Force bases, plus White Sands Missile Range as another source of substantial funding coming into the state, education funding, healthcare funding, and research and development funding. And indicated in all of these areas, the expectation I have is that we will continue to receive substantial federal funding, and that will benefit our economy.
I know you've had a chance to sit through a bunch of these legislative sessions over the years, and I know that we have a new governor, and there's even there's been a slight change in the amount of new folks that are in the House of Representatives. I know you're probably just up there for a short time, but what sort of pulse do you feel from the 2011? New Mexico legislative session versus past sessions that you've sat through?
Well, frankly, I wasn't there long enough to have the pulse. I do think that it's encouraging that the proposal, the Legislative Finance Committee proposal for what needs to be done on the state budget is not that far away from what the new governor, Susana Martinez, has recommended in the budget she sent to the state legislature. I think that's encouraging that both of them seem to be coming out somewhere close on that set of issues, because obviously that's a very important part of what the legislature does. I'm sure there are other areas that they'll have significant disagreements between at least the Democratic majority in the House and Senate and the new governor, but we'll just have to see how those play out over the next several weeks.
All right, that's all I have.
All right. Any other questions anyone has? Okay. Thank you all very much for talking with me. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Senator.
Okay.
Thanks, Senator. Thank you.
Okie doke. Bye-bye.